Hey everyone, welcome to the Mass Construction Show. I'm your host, Joe Kelly, and this is a podcast about all things construction in Massachusetts and beyond. We are back with Mike Procopio. Typical short episodes on management, leadership, real estate, all the things we love to talk about. I enjoy hearing all the positive feedback about the episodes with Mike. People that might be kind of atypical listeners really enjoy Mike, so everything doesn't have to be for everybody, but I know that there's been real positive feedback that I'm hearing from folks about these short, impactful episodes. Today's show is brought to you by Central, commercial carpenters and supporters of our conversations. Enjoy the show. Michael, this one struck a chord with me and is also quite entertaining to me. You posted you were watching Jay Powell's post-Fed meeting presser today, and I'm struck by the fact that the Fed Board of Governors have their own flag. Like, why do they need a flag? It's like how the health service doctors in COVID would all show up in pressers in uniforms with all the medals and doodads like they were Imperial Russian generals. Seems unnecessary. I feel that way. I also think this when the Surgeon General shows up in a uniform, it always puzzles me. I'm like, are we going to attack somebody to do surgery, pin them down, and give them put a stent in? Like, I don't understand it. I think it's something that actually COVID, ironically, kind of broke this down for a lot of people, which was there was this presumed.
Authority
and respect that went to a lot of agencies and institutions, and I think things like a flag in uniforms were this veiled sense of authority that came with them, and people just kind of made assumptions about these groups. And I've been feeling like even pre-COVID where, you know, oh, well, the American Heart Association says I should do this. That must be right there. Or the American Heart Association. And like, there's a lot of that. And I think as a society, we fall into that. And I it made me think of, there was that interesting experiment they did one time where they brought in people and I should have looked it up ahead of time. But the long story short is they brought somebody in a room. They had a guy with a lab coat and thing and said, okay, if this person gets it wrong, you're going to shock them. And then progressively we have to turn it up. And it's in the name of science. And the person on the other end was acting, but was progressively like being like, and the person that was there just kept cranking the thing up and cranking the thing up. And you could see them getting nervous and they didn't want to do it. And they're like, you have to do it. This is the study. You can't not do it. And they were like, okay, well, this guy in a lab coat's telling me to do it. They were like cranking KVs into some guy and what they thought. And like, they just did it.
Yeah, because blind obedience.
A person is in a white coat.
Yeah. But did he have medals? That's the real question.
Yeah, then they really would have cranked it up on him. So what, you know, other than the fact that it's kind of funny, and why does the Federal Reserve need a flag? Like
this was a post, obviously, that was just it was off the top of my head. It was the kind of post that generally gets me in trouble with my HR people and PR people. But it does speak to, I think you're right. I think it speaks to something broader. Like I think it's ridiculous. Okay, like form follows function. It is completely unnecessary that the Federal Reserve has a flag. You want to put a flag behind you? Put the flag of the United States behind you. Like, I don't care. Like, number one, why do you need a flag at your press conference? It's completely unnecessary. Number two, why does the Fed need their own flag? And it's kind of it's kind of a stupid thing to even be talking about. But on some level, it's like, why do we waste money and resources and time on all of these things that are just so unnecessary and not core, right? To what, I mean, the Fed's arguably got a hard job right now. Why don't we focus on doing the job and not, you know, what our staged press conferences look like with the Fed Board of Governors flag? Where precisely do you fly this flag? Mm-hmm. Like, can we put that on the moon? Like, what do we do with this Fed Board of Governors flag? It's ridiculous. Same thing with, I thought this all through COVID. So apparently, I feel like I'm very well read, but apparently I was unaware that there's this uniformed service that's not part of the military in the United States called the Uniformed Health Service.
Yeah.
So I was completely unaware of this. And the only reason I found out about this was because I Googled, why the heck is the Surgeon General wearing a uniform? And then there was all these other doctors that were in uniforms with like medals and stuff. And I was like, what is this? And then I find out that there's this health service, and it's somewhat amusing, because then I went down a rabbit hole of like just hilarious information on this, because like it's just all, they're all admirals, right? It's literally like a bunch of children got together and like, we're going to form a club and we're all going to get to be admirals and we're going to wear these cool uniforms and we don't go to war. There's no purpose to the uniform whatsoever. And most days we don't wear the uniform, but when we really need to look important, we put on the uniform and wear all the doodads, and people will listen to us.
Yeah, and you know what? You're not going to be a full admiral, but we'll make you a vice admiral.
Yeah, literally. They're all admirals. It's like okay, yeah. This is the most absurd thing ever. And if you think, because I think some people say, well, why does the military need it? No. Uniforms in the military are about consistency and discipline and order.
And rank.
And if you understand, I mean, I'm sure there's some meaning to the little doodads they were all wearing on the health service, but you can assess a service member's career and experience by looking at their fruit salad, by looking at their ribbons and their medals. You understand where they've served, what they've done, what units they've been in. It actually all means something.
And there's a code of conduct,
right?
If you're in war, if the person is wearing a uniform,
correct,
or
it
not,
actually like this, is about, yeah, discipline and order and meaning, right? It struck me as one of those things that's like, what a waste. Like, again, not dissimilar to like the Fed today having a pretty important job, like, let's get this economy back on track. In COVID, like, regardless of my personal views, like backward looking, and like I think most people have a different view today than they may have had, you know, 3 years ago in COVID, but arguably they had like a pretty important job to do. Why are we wasting time with these uniforms? Like, what are you doing? Like, what is this? Like, I just found it fascinating, and it just speaks to this broader, I think you're bang on the money, this thing that like, if we put this on, people will respect me and they'll listen to me, not based on the contents of what I'm saying, not based on the accuracy of what I'm saying, but based on the fact that I look like an Imperial Russian general, they'll listen to what I have to say.
Yeah, it's a show. It's a show.
And it's a circus.
So I, you're right about the point of this is a waste. It's all this other stuff. But it's about control and authority. Yeah. And if we look a certain way, everybody's going to listen to us and do what we say. And people are probably going, Joe, why are we talking about this right now? Like, this has nothing to do with construction. And is it? But when it comes to just whether you want it be for work or your life, like, you just have to get to the point where, like, we need to get past believing what people are telling us. Yeah. Like, and it really hit home for me just with all the like diet stuff. I was listening to what every friggin' doctor and association told me, and I was getting fatter and sicker by the day. And the minute I did the opposite of what all of these people that had this authority were telling me,
imagine your skin got better and your hair got better and you felt better and you got leaner. Wow, imagine that.
Yeah, and I'm sharper mentally. Like,
imagine that. I stopped listening to the groups that told us once that mercury was good for you and cigarettes were good for pregnancy.
Like, yeah. Oh, but the guy has a flag and a uniform.
He has a flag.
The imprimatur of the U.S. government. Yeah. And you even look at, like, you just have to radically, I almost want to say, do the opposite of everything you're being told.
Yes.
It sounds drastic, but that goes almost for everything.
Right, it's exactly that. You know, the food thing is such a great example. Yeah. If you go back and look at the food pyramid that we had in school with kids, I saw a great comment on it the other day. The guy said, if I wanted to create the perfect diet plan to give everyone diabetes, I would tell them, eat the food pyramid.
Yeah, or better yet,
eat the food pyramid. The whole base of that thing was bread.
Yes.
The whole thing was bread. It was like, listen, you got to get your daily dose of bread and pizza in. And if you don't get that in, your life's going to go sideways.
Yeah. And like, even now they say, you want to get diabetes, go to the American Diabetes Association and eat the diet they're prescribing.
Yeah.
That will give you diabetes.
Yes.
That's so fucked up.
It's a mess.
And what's messed up is I feel for the people that, like, I was one of them. I was running freaking 40, 50, 60 miles a week at like serious clips in phenomenal shape. And I still had a gut because I was
Eating, yes.
It, like, oh, well, I got to do low fat, and also I'll eat pasta with butter by the pound.
And the food, like the food thing trickles down to everything. It's trickle, it's trickling down to all, like I am 100, no, I shouldn't say 100%. I'm not a doctor. I'm fairly well convinced at this point that the food issues that we have and what we're eating is trickling into the mental health issues. I think it's trickling into the sexual health issues that are prevalent in this country. I think it's trickling into the low testosterone issues that are prevalent in this country because we're not eating real food. We're not eating real grains. We're not eating real meat. We're not eating game. Everything's processed. Everything is high sugar. Everything is these, you know, the seed oils, and it's garbage.
Yep.
It's absolute garbage. And I'm no nutritionist, but I, to your point, I have learned finally at 40 years old, in the best shape I've ever been in my life at 40 years old, to listen to my body and not what anyone else is saying.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to be wrong, but that's working.
Yeah, and I feel like it goes into advice that you're getting, like even financial advice a lot of times, where there's some, you know, industry group, well, I'm a certified financial planner.
Yeah. Well, buy whole life insurance. No, thank you.
Yeah, you know, and you're hearing this, like, okay, well, this is some certified financial planner. They must be really well-versed. And then you find out, look, that's a salesperson. Yeah. They've got a really good commission program. Salesperson, right? You know, and you're going to give me a box that says I should have one thing in each of the four quadrants? Thanks, man, you know?
How many messages are we going to get about whole life insurance?
Good question.
A lot.
So, man, if you want to change your life and if you want to be good at what you do, I think you really have to question
this goes back. I know we've talked about a bunch of different things today, and it likely is not in the same segment, but this goes back to a conversation we were having around critical thinking, being able to think for yourself a little bit. Like, I say this very carefully because people can go off the rails. Mm-hmm. A little bit of being a contrarian and a little bit of paranoia ain't going to hurt.
No.
They're not going to hurt. They'll probably set you up for a little bit better brain space and understanding of what's going on around you in the world. Be a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. Be a little bit paranoid. Yeah. Be a little bit anxious about what other people are telling you. And you'll probably have better outcomes than the person who's just absorbing it all as gospel truth and executing. Because what has that led to? I actually heard, it was interesting. I was listening to Rogan, and he had Tim Kennedy on. And he says he just got back from Israel, and he made an observation walking around Israel. He says, no one's overweight. No one. He says he saw two overweight people, and when he struck up a conversation with them, he discovered they were from the United States. Right? You come to the United States, and I'm a guy that struggled with it my whole life, right? So this is no judgment. Yep. But I think we need to take a step back and look at the outcomes we are experiencing. What is the outcome the United States is experiencing from all of the experts right now on food and drugs and pharmaceuticals and everything else that's going on? What's the outcome we're seeing? Rampant morbid obesity. Every bit of our health is dysfunction. Mental health crisis. Right, everything, sexual health crisis, everything that's going sideways. Like, don't tell me there's no correlation there to what we're putting in the fuel we're putting in our bodies. It clearly is. Like,
yeah. To me, I think that's not. Granted, there's still portions of the population that don't feel this way, but I feel like the food thing is like that's done. People realize that yes. The food is the problem.
I still see the drive-through line at McDonald's every day. No, I get it. Backed up out onto Route 1 with 65 cars in it.
Yeah, I get it. But I think nobody is pulling up and thinking like, oh yeah, this isn't bad for me. Right? Like people are consciously making poor decisions. I think probably. Not everybody. Yeah. There's some people that are still haven't figured that out. But I mean, I don't think anybody with a straight face can go up and say that food isn't causing the problem with our obesity and our mental health and all that. Like, that cat's almost out of the bag, right?
Yeah, it's literally like you put mix water and put water in your gas tank and be like, oh, the car's running funny. Well, of course the car's running funny.
Yeah.
Like, of course nothing's working right.
Yeah. But I think you have to I think that's the low hanging fruit and the good obvious example, right? But then it's really got to be everything, because what is it? If anybody's giving you advice that wants to sell you something, so whether they want you to buy their food or take their drug or vote for them, right? Everybody that's telling you something that has something to gain out of it, I should say, you should really look at them distrustfully.
Yes.
Right? You should look at me distrustfully.
A healthy degree of skepticism. And I say that as a guy that sells for a living. Yeah. If I can't, right? I mean, bringing it back to real estate, I sell to investors every day. If I can't explain what I'm doing, if I can't answer the hard questions, do not invest with me. Right? Like, really, that's the reality. Like, we have a healthy skepticism. It's important. Why would you just take what someone else is saying at face value when they have an obvious motive to sell you? They have an obvious bias. Not a criticism. We all have biases.
Yep.
I have a bias to sell my investments. I have a bias against the things that I believe.
Yep.
But that degree of skepticism is often missing. I think, not to go down a COVID rabbit hole, we really saw it during COVID where it just, everybody fell in behind the conventional wisdom. And I'm not making any right, wrong, indifferent. Don't tell me that 330 million people all agreed in this country.
We can't agree on anything else.
We can't agree on anything else. And suddenly we agreed on COVID and get out of here. No way. There was an absolute inability to think critically and fall in lockstep behind the authority view on something.
Yeah, and there's a lot of societal pressure that goes along with that. And you have to have the stomach. Shaming. Yep. You have to have the stomach to go against societal pressure.
Yep.
That government pressure, whatever it is, you have to if you want to be successful.
And I think it comes down to how we view who we are. I believe I have sovereignty over my body and what I put in my body and what I'm going to eat, and I have to own the outcomes of that. Am I going to be obese? Am I going to be fit? Am I going to, you know, be
going back to the other total ownership?
Crippled. Right? Take extreme ownership. You got to own it, and that means you got to own the bad. And if you're going to stake out a position, and you know, I've been busting your chops about the microplastics, but it's what you believe. You're going to stake out a position. You got to be able to take the same thing for what I believe, right? You got to be able to own it, and be confident in what you're doing, and it's much better.
Oh, yeah.
Much better outcomes.
When we talked about the Strongtown things earlier, they're the group that have the Strode. Yeah. And you were like, that's fucking nonsense.
The Strode.
This and that. But I'm like, no, like, we're going to die on this hill then. Yeah, I'm like,
the Strode.
Strongtowns is right there. Yep. You think they're wrong.
Yeah.
But in the same way, everybody that listens to this podcast should listen to me with skepticism and listen to the guests with skepticism, because I have some motive at the end of the day, right? Yeah. And it doesn't mean that everything I'm saying is not true, but I have my bias, and everything should be looked at with that skepticism. Everything. Your doctor. I mean, that's a really difficult thing, to go into a doctor's office and the doctor tell you, here, take this cholesterol medicine. And you say, yeah, I'm all set, man.
No.
Thanks. Yeah. Or stop eating eggs. You know, you're like, yeah, okay, no. So I can, you know, I was not eating eggs and I was 60 pounds overweight and had blood sugar problems. And now I'm eating eggs and I dropped 40 pounds and feel fantastic all day and don't have blood sugar problems. Like, I'm all set with your... Yeah,
I'm all set with the drugs.
Yeah. Thank you. Know? That's why we're talking about it. Yes, because it's funny, and the doodads and the fucking flag for a non-governmental association, right? Yeah. It's like the Flintstones with the fucking grand poobahs with their hats.
Exactly.
It's nonsense. Be skeptical. It'll be great for your career. It'll be great for your life.